From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Fairy and Ripple in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
The word workshop smelled of paper, tea, and chalk. Sun cut through tall windows in long, dusty bars. A round table sat in the middle of the room. On the table, a folded note. The note had been slipped under the workshop door an hour before. Whoever left it had not knocked. The case was not signed. Around the table sat the cast. Fairy stood at one end. She was a small otter tween with chunky soft brown fur and a bright orange life vest. The vest was a little too big for her. The straps puffed out like wings. Fairy rocked from one foot to the other, the way she always did when she was thinking. Across from her sat Ripple. Ripple was the pond skater tween with long, soft legs and a small pond disc on her workbench. The pond disc was a shallow pan of water. A single drop sat in the middle. Ripple liked things to start small and spread out. "Open it," said Fairy. "Slowly," said Ripple. Knot unfolded the note. The paper was thick. The handwriting was careful. The note had only two lines. Line 1. My grandmother's hands are soft brown maps. Line 2. My grandmother's hands are like soft brown maps. Knot read the lines aloud. Then he read them again. Then he set the note down between Fairy and Ripple. "Two lines," Knot said. "Almost the same. Just one little word swapped. The case wants to know, which line means more?" Fairy stopped rocking. Her whiskers twitched once. Ripple leaned forward over her pond disc. The drop on the pan trembled. "It's mine," Fairy said quietly. "And mine," said Ripple, just as quietly. The cast looked at each other. Two characters, one note, two lines. The case would have to split.
Fairy pulled the note toward herself first. She tapped line 1. "My grandmother's hands are soft brown maps," she read. Her voice was small but firm. "That's me. That's metaphor. No middle word, no softening. The hands and the maps are the same thing. X is Y. You step from one side to the other and you don't notice the gap." She tapped her orange vest. "That's why I carry the boat. I ferry meaning. The reader gets on the bank of grandmother's hands and gets off the bank of soft brown maps, and they don't pay a fare. They don't even feel the crossing. They just arrive." Knot scratched his head with one wiggly arm. "But hands aren't actually maps." "That's the point," Fairy said. "When you say something is something else, you're not lying. You're saying the two things share a feeling. Old, kind hands have wrinkles like roads, brown spots like islands, lines like rivers, the whole shape of where someone has been. A map is all the places she's gone. So when I say her hands are maps, I am saying her hands are her whole life." Fairy's voice got a little wobbly. She rocked once, then she steadied. "Metaphor is the brave one," she said. "It doesn't say kind of like, it says yes. That makes it heavy. You have to mean it. That's why I always go slowly, because once the reader steps on the boat, they trust the crossing. If the metaphor is wrong, they fall in." Hum scribbled something on her drawing pad. The sketch was a small boat. The boat had two passengers, a pair of hands and a folded map sitting on the bench. They looked the same size. Hum showed Fairy. Fairy's whiskers twitched and her ears went pink. "That," Fairy said softly, "is exactly the boat."
Ripple slid the note across the table and put her long, soft front leg on line 2. She did not press hard. Ripple never pressed hard. "My grandmother's hands are like soft brown maps," she said. The word "like" got a little extra weight in her voice. Not too much, just enough. "That's me," Ripple said. "Simile. The middle word does the work. Like or as, either one. The two things stay separate. The reader doesn't get on a boat. The reader stands on the bank and looks across." Ripple touched the drop on her pond disc. The drop spread into a ring. The ring spread into another ring. "Simile ripples," she said. The first thing is grandmother's hands, right at the center. The next ring is kind of like a map, almost, but not exactly. The reader holds both pictures in their head at once. Hands, maps, side by side. Nott looked at the drop. Why would you want a softer version of the same thing? Ripple smiled. Because softer leaves room. If I say her hands are like maps, the reader thinks, yes, I see, the wrinkles are kind of like roads. But they also think, and not exactly, her hands are still hands. The reader gets to keep her grandmother and the comparison. Fairy watched from across the table. She wasn't frowning, she was just listening. Sometimes, Ripple went on, the writer is not ready to say is. Sometimes the feeling is too big to step right onto. Simile lets the reader walk up to it slowly. Like is a porch. You can stand on it and look out, and you don't have to come inside if you don't want to. That's a gentle way to share a hard feeling. Mask in the corner made a soft sound that was not quite a laugh. So Fairy is the front door, and Ripple is the porch. Yes, Ripple said. And Fairy, after a small pause, said, yes.
Nott cleared his throat. He pointed at the note again. So the case wants to know which line means more. But you both say the line is yours. So which line means more? Fairy and Ripple looked at each other across the table. Then Fairy slid the note to the middle. Ripple slid her pond disc to the middle. The drop in the pan trembled. Neither, Fairy said. Both, Ripple said. Hum stopped drawing. Nott uncrossed one of his arms. Mask leaned forward. It's not a competition, Fairy said. Line one and line two aren't fighting. They're a pair. She tapped the orange vest. The writer chose me when they wanted the reader to arrive, right inside the feeling. No porch, no window, just here. And they chose me, Ripple said, when they wanted the reader to approach. Slowly, with room to back up, with room to keep grandmother as grandmother, and the map as a map, and the comparison as a soft idea between them. Fairy nodded. Both lines say the same true thing, that an old kind woman's hands carry a whole life. But Ripple's version says, come closer, and mine says, you're already here. A good writer keeps both of us in their pocket. Some days they need a fairy. Some days they need a ripple. Ripple touched the drop on a pond disc. It spread. That's how figurative language works. We're not different cases. We're different distances.
Nott folded the note carefully. He set it back on the table. Then the case is solved, he said. There is no better line. There's a fairy day and a ripple day. The writer picks the day. Mask grinned. Hum drew one final sketch on her pad. The sketch showed a river. On one side of the river were grandmother's hands. On the other side was a folded brown map. Above the water, Fairy was rowing a small boat from one side to the other. The boat had no fare. Below the water, Ripple stood on the bank with her long, soft legs in the shallows. She wasn't crossing. She was looking. The ripples from her feet went out in soft, growing rings. Hum held up the drawing. This is the case. Fairy rocked from one foot to the other. Her whiskers twitched. Put it on the wall. Ripple smiled and touched her pond disc one last time. Put it where the new visitors can see. Outside, the sun had moved. The dusty bars of light on the table had grown long. Somewhere down the hallway, a door opened. Footsteps. A small voice asking for the work workshop. The cast looked up. A new case was coming. Fairy pulled her vest a little tighter. Ripple lifted her pawn disc. The drop in the middle was still trembling, ready to spread. Together, Fairy said. Together, Ripple said. The two of them, boat and porch, the bold and the soft, the IS and the like S, stood up to greet whoever was about to walk in. And side by side like that, ready in two different ways at once, they both felt something warm and steady settle in. The quiet gladness of knowing you don't have to be the only kind of help there is.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fairy and Ripple. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.